Taiwan lawmaker pushes for Bitcoin reserve funded by FX Holdings. A Taiwanese legislator is pushing Taipei to convert part of the island's foreign exchange reserves into Bitcoin, framing it as a hedge against dollar concentration and geopolitical pressure from across the strait. The proposal, surfaced in a Bitcoin magazine report relayed by Wu Blockchain on May 2, 2026, would put Taiwan among the largest economies to formally consider a sovereign BTC allocation. Bitcoin traded at 78,279, Kisum 1.5% on the day at the time of writing, with the Crypto Fear and Greed Index at 45 neutral. The market reaction to the proposal itself was muted, but the policy framing is the story. Why a lawmaker is putting this on the table now? Taiwan holds roughly $580 billion in foreign exchange reserves, one of the largest stockpiles in the world relative to GDP. The bulk sits in U.S. treasuries and dollar-denominated assets, with smaller positions in gold, yen, and euros. The lawmaker's argument, per the original report, is that this concentration becomes a vulnerability if Taiwan ever faces sanctions, asset freezes, or restricted access to the SWIFT system in a confrontation scenario. Bitcoin, in this framing, is censorship-resistant by design. It cannot be frozen by a foreign central bank, seized through correspondent banking, or excluded from settlement rails. That is the same argument Russia and Iran have used in different forms after losing access to dollar infrastructure. The proposal does not specify a target allocation. Even a 1% rotation would amount to roughly $5.8 billion, large enough to meaningfully move spot markets if executed openly. How this fits the wider sovereign reserve trend Taiwan would not be the first government to pitch this idea. El Salvador made Bitcoin legal tender in 2021 and accumulated a state treasury position, currently around 6,000 BTC. Bhutan has built a much larger position through state-linked mining, though it has been actively monetizing it, including a recent $287 million sovereign sale. The U.S., under the current administration, has discussed a strategic Bitcoin reserve built from seized assets. What is different about Taiwan is the size of the FX base. El Salvador's entire foreign reserve is under $4 billion. Bhutan's economy is smaller still. Taiwan rotating even a fraction of $580 billion would dwarf every existing sovereign position combined. That is why the proposal is interesting, even if it never passes. It shifts the conversation from frontier economies experimenting with Bitcoin to a top 20 reserve holder treating it as a strategic instrument. The political and practical obstacles reserve managers tend to be conservative for structural reasons. Central banks face audit, accounting, and political consequences when reserves lose value, and Bitcoin's volatility, multiple 50% plus drawdowns over the past decade, is a hard sell to lawmakers who treat reserve assets as ballast, not bets. There is also the question of custody. Holding sovereign Bitcoin requires either institutional custodians, which reintroduce counterparty exposure, or self-custody operations run by the central bank itself, which most reserve managers are not staffed for. South Korea, Japan, and Singapore have all studied versions of this question without acting on it. A single lawmaker's proposal in Taiwan's legislature is far from law. The Central Bank of the Republic of China has been publicly skeptical of crypto exposure and reserves. But the framing matters. The case is no longer Bitcoin as legal tender, but Bitcoin as geopolitical hedge for an export-dependent economy with concentrated dollar risk. What it could mean if it advances, if even a study committee gets formed, expect three downstream effects. First, other Asian economies with similar geopolitical profiles, such as South Korea and Singapore, will face pressure to publicly take a position. Both run large FX surpluses and have spent the past 2 years building out crypto regulatory frameworks. Second, the conversation about Bitcoin in institutional portfolios shifts. U.S. ETF flows, $197 billion in April alone, are already pricing in growing institutional adoption. Sovereign reserve buying would compress available float much faster than ETF flows do. Third, custody infrastructure providers see a meaningful new buyer category. Institutional-grade qualified custodians and MPC vendors are the immediate beneficiaries, though that is a bank-grade procurement cycle that plays out over quarters, not weeks.